And welcome back to Coach's Corner, live from the KJM studios in downtown Madison. 6:33 currently our time here on AM 1390. Back here with your host, Paul Vold. And joining us in studio, offensive coordinator for the Dakota State University Trojan football team, Jared Hoddle. And Coach, thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Yeah, Paul, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, you're kind of pressed into duty as well. You know, a bit of a, not so much a sickness, maybe just that time of year again. A little bit of strep throat going around the team and also affecting Coach Josh Anderson as well. But it seems that you're no worse for the wear than usual.
You know, I have a great immune system, so I think that's why I got subbed in here. But
it is a great immune system. I love that. Coach, you know, your team last week coming out with a victory over Mayville State University, 48-16, opening up North Star Conference plays too. You know, 3-1 overall, 1-0 in conference as well. You know, it seemed from what we all remember and what we heard, you know, it was just a complete team effort. Offense was moving the football. Defense was shutting things down against Mayville State. And even the special teams getting on the act as well. You know, just looking back at that matchup, you know, what were just a few things that you noticed from your side of the ball and also overall in that game?
Definitely kind of some of the stuff you just said. I thought it was a complete game. That's the most exciting part. It was a lot of fun, you know, when things are going your way. I thought we did better, you know, breaking tackles on the offensive side, making some tough catches, which has been something we've been trying to improve on. So from the offensive side, I thought that. From defensive side, I thought they played lights out, especially in that second half. I thought if we could get a stop early and we could go down and score, it could really help us out, and that's what we did, and it worked out awesome. And of course, I think you mentioned it earlier, you know, Caden Height coming through with the big punt at the end there, and they muffed it, and then we ended up scoring right there to kind of close the game out. So it was just a complete effort, all three phases.
Yeah, and you know, you being on the offensive side of the football as well, you know, a lot of things been connecting as late with this offensive unit, a very experienced offensive unit too, from the O-line to quarterback Jacob Giles and the receiving core as well. You know, in that win against Mayville last week, everything just seemed to be clicking at the right time. But up until that point of the year, you know, there's been a couple of slow starts here and there. You know, it showed as well, you know, in that game against St. Ambrose. Dakota Wesleyan was just a bit of a footnote because, I mean, it was just a shoot 'em up kind of affair at home to kick off the year. But also that game against Briarcliff as well, you know, that first quarter, things just kind of just started off a little bit slow. We had talked about Coach Anderson with that last week, you know, and then just things kind of just turned around in that second quarter. And from here on out, you know, just from your standpoint as you know, one of the head guys on the offensive side, you know, what just has been, you know, just kind of been that turning point for this unit?
I think it's a focus on doing their job and doing it to the best of their ability and giving the most effort. I think that's kind of been the difference. We're getting guys in there that want to be on the field, that want to give as much effort as they can. And so it's been awesome to see them kind of persevere through some tough times because, you know, we've been a pretty good offense for a while now, and teams, we're not going to sneak up on anybody. That's a big thing. So you got to give everything you got every single snap, and if you're not, there might be somebody else out there that will. So I think understanding that and controlling what you can control has been a great thing for our offense and helped us kind of move, like you said, into being more efficient possibly.
Yeah, and being more efficient is one thing on the offensive side that is absolutely crucial. You know, from you being all the way up in the coach's box, you all the time, you know, you're just right there, focus at 100% all the time, especially, you know, being the offensive coordinator, you know, just your kind of your play calling style and also just kind of getting things moving around. You know, what are some of the main keys that you try to focus to kind of get this offense going as it seems by game, even play by play in each matchup?
Well, I firmly believe you got to be balanced. I like looking at the end of the game, seeing how many times I ran the ball, seeing how many times we threw the ball. I think that's really important. I think, you know, when it comes to throwing the ball, you got to be efficient with it, and you got to take what the defense has given you. I know I'm throwing out a bunch of coaching speak with you.
Well, of course. I'm hanging with you.
Okay. But, you know, if our DBs are playing off, we can just take a quick hitch, nice rhythm throw. We want to take those because those are, we break that tackle, and Austin Opdahl is great at breaking those tackles and turning it outside and making a play out of that. Or you saw Brendan Waldner, I think, in the Mayville game, caught a speed out, just a routine speed out, makes a couple guys miss, and it's a touchdown. So it's really the rhythm and the efficient throws. We're not looking, you know, we throw the ball down the field quite a bit, but that's not our only thing that we can do. So I think staying on schedule, eliminating the negative plays, and being efficient in the pass game and being balanced is key.
And, Coach, you know, talking about this week's coming matchup, a Trojan Day homecoming this Saturday. Presentation College, you know, just looking back at last year's matchup, a 24-10 victory over Presentation, a game where it seemed that it took a lot of different ways for the offense and everybody really to score in that one. We saw Jacob Giles rush for a touchdown. We saw Mitchell Galloway take a punt back for a touchdown as well. You know, looking back at that matchup from last year and taking some of that into this year's matchup as well, they got a new head coach as well, more of a defensive-minded coach. You know, what are some, if anything, a few things that you're taking from this matchup and taking into Presentation this Saturday?
Like you said, Paul, and we had some awesome plays in that last game, no question. But I think we also left a lot of plays out there, especially on the offensive side of the ball. I think we scored 24 points, and one was a punt return for a touchdown, and one was a pick six, and we blocked a punt. You know, when all that stuff is happening, you know, you should be scoring a lot more points. So I kind of challenged them this week to play like they're capable of playing and get to that level where it doesn't matter if they, you know, whatever the other team wants to do is fine. We got to play to our highest level, so.
Coach, as well, you know, just kind of a little bit of a transition as well. You know, I see a lot of things on social media involving you. You tend to do a lot of, I don't know if they're so much as coaching seminars or a little bit of public speaking. You know, how did that all come to start for you and, you know, just kind of relaying your message out to the coaching masses?
I appreciate you noticing that.
It's just something that I've always noticed and I've just wanted to kind of ask you about as well.
Yeah. It kind of started with I'm a big proponent of kind of networking and just meeting new people and getting new ideas. And so that's where it started for me. And then it kind of just grew into, you know, just kind of an exciting thing for our game and football to get out there and maybe help other people out, but also get tidbits and ideas from them, because it is, I think, the best game in the world. So it's fun to kind of keep sharpening up your knowledge and keep meeting people that have as much passion for it as I do.
Yeah, Coach, thank you again for coming on the show. We're going to have you stick around here because we got our Pick'em segment coming up here momentarily. Our next guest waiting outside, he's waiting in the wings. Junior defensive lineman Kurt Bakey waiting out in the waiting area. We're just going to take a quick break. This is Coach's Corner, 6:40 currently our time here on Dakota's Best AM 1390.